Zdaj ga ti meni zmanjkala farbe.
Ne gre, jaz gledam antigrafiti premasna, pajti mamo jim.
Je pa li pritiski?
Ne gre.
Kaj pa če kar z nožem spraskal
no,
strani?
Dej, dej me probat, no. Ne gre, dej s penzlom probiva, sam ga nimam sabo.
Ja, kaj se pa greste, jaz ste zdoreli?
Ah, nič, grafite rišemo v stric.
Ja, kakšne grafite, porka Madonna? Kaj se to zdaj hudič?
Ja, taki, ko so jih partizani v čas.
Z aktualno in družbeno politično angažirano vsebino.
Ja, pa jaz bom zlomil proklet mulc tebe in tebe, pa še njo.
Če ne želite imeti težav z nelegalnim packanjem po tujih zidovih, poslušajte
Grafit za vsakdanjo rabo.
Na radiju Študent.
Danes Grčija, jutri vsa Evropa.
V bližini ljubljanske železniške postaje na križišču Masarikove, Resljeve ceste in trga OF politike in kapitaliste ta grafit že nekaj časa opozarja, da se jim lahko zgodi narod. Grafit Danes Grčija, jutri vsa Evropa je nastal podporo grškim nemirom, ki so decembra 2008 dali vedeti, da je Balkan še vedno vroč kotel.
Dogodki zadnjih mesecev v Helenski republiki pa kažejo, da vsaj nekateri še vedno radi rešujejo stvari na ulici. Verjetno zato, ker jih drugod ne morejo. V tokratni grafitarski rubriki vam bomo podali nekaj namigov, kako zakuhati nemire večjih razsežnosti.
Pregovoril bo Petros Konstantinonu, član socialistične delavske stranke in hkrati aktivist v protivojnem, protikapitalističnem in antirasističnem gibanju. Izpostavil bo nekaj težav grškega življa, ki ga izkoriščajo zlobni kapitalisti na vseh nivojih.
Kapitalist pravzaprav ni le slabšalna beseda za dobička željnega direktorja, ki izkorišča delavce. Kot pogoltne kapitaliste je označil tudi vlado in Evropsko zvezo, ki organizirano zlorabljata prebivalce nekoč svobodnih polisov. Pred februarskimi demonstracijami je Konstantinov kritično ocenil stanje v vsej Evropi in pojasnil, čemu nasprotujejo.
There are a lot of reasons to strike, but now there is one reason to stop the madness of those who are ruling the country and the European Union, and they believe that by increasing their profits, increasing the pressure on the workers, they can escape from the crisis. We will not pay for their crisis, this is the message. And also we say people not profit, people not the markets. 100% we are against, because every euro they steal from our side, they give it to the bankers, they give it to the black hole that they open through their speculative policies. The policy of speculation was a state policy, not only of the Greek state, okay, or the European state, they are playing these speculative games, and we will not pay for them, because at the same time they are the people who are giving every possible way to the entrepreneurs, to the capitalists, to the bankers, to get more and more. But I think that people in Greece and the workers' movement, they are very sensitive to this state robbery that it is coming against us.
Privatizacija grškega šolstva, zdravstva in bogatenje finančnih mogotcev moti socialne pravičnike. Privrženci grškega gibanja za boljšo družbo se nameravajo še naprej zavzemati za pravice delavcev in šolarjev, pravzaprav vseh državljanov. Ste tudi vi začutili podobnosti z našo državo, kjer so nekoč pristali argonauti?
Skrivnostni opozicijski mahinator Janez Janša je pozval na ulice državljane Republike Slovenije na zabavo z namenom. Pomladanska otoplitev naj bi zamajala dezorientirano levo-sredinsko vlado.
Tudi grški levičarski aktivisti se pripravljajo na vročo pomlad. Prejšnji mesec so se združili grški delavci. Tudi ta mesec pa so se prisiljeni za golo preživetje boriti delavci v naših mrzlih krajih.
V zibelki zahodne civilizacije so se na nedavne proteste temeljito pripravili. Organizacijo stavk je potrebno načrtovati od spodaj navzgor. Torej je potrebno najti nezadovoljno kritično maso. Te tudi pri nas ne manjka. Tihe nezadovoljne množice zaenkrat še niso dovolj razjarjene.
Grška solata pa je že začinjena. Tako pravi aktivist Petros Konstantinionu.
Of course it's a mass political strike. A lot of people they will get on the streets. But most importantly, it is not that we will just send a political message. We send also a message that we will organize this strike from below. And the leadership of the trade unions is a social democratic leadership. They didn't want this general strike. They were pushed by the workers that organized strikes all the previous period. When for the first time in Greece we organized a general strike from below. We started it from below. The left joined, and even parts of the social democratic trade unions joined. When the public sector workers called. There is a radicalization in the workers' movement in Greece, and hundreds of thousands of workers who voted for the Social Democrats, they are now angry and they are ready to strike, they are ready to fight back. They didn't vote at PASOK for their policies that are imposing now today. They voted PASOK to get rid of New Democracy, the Liberal Party, which is different.
Očitno so tudi grški voljivci razočarani podobno kot slovenski. Kot protivtež helenističnemu radikalizmu namignimo, da je večina grškega prebivalstva naklonjena razumnim rešitvam in neradikalnim odločitvam. Tako trdi naš skrivni informator, ki je šel na počitnice v te tople kraje.
Z divjimi grškimi revolucionarji pa ni šale, čeprav so Grki v antični kulturi znani kot omikan narod. Strahom se lahko vprašamo, kaj bo šele, ko se utrga balkanskim bojevitežem.
No, there is insecurity of the workers because they are going to lose their jobs. There is insecurity because the government is dismantling social security. There is insecurity because in every step and in every social service the government is privatizing. This is insecurity. They are provoking insecurity, and we are organizing the security of our worker rights. And in Greece we want also to send another message to the rulers of the European Union. No way to split the workers between immigrants and locals. No way for racism in this country. And tomorrow you will see immigrant workers joining the general strike. And I'm referring to this because they try to say that the enemy is coming from Afghanistan, from Iraq, from the Middle East. No, the enemy is the bankers. The enemy is the European Union, is ECOFIN, is all these mad and arrogant economists that they put profit and not the needs of the people. And this is what we're going to fight, and we're going to fight with the most militant way that they will imagine, with all-out strikes, with occupations, with mass demonstrations. We know, we have experience from December. If they put their madness, we will put against them a workers' December. And this is what the workplaces. This is what they didn't do in Argentina, and they pay. Even if they were very militant, even if we had the unemployed people expressing their anger, they lost. Okay. we don't want to lose because we are experienced, we have this picture.
Delavci se združeni lažje bojujejo za svoje pravice, pravijo grški kolegi delavci, zato predlagajo organizirane in resne proteste ter za tako izvedbo tudi poskrbijo. Kaj pa čaka majavo slovensko vlado z okostnjaki v omarah? Hladna burja bo danes okoli 12. Zapihala strani železniške postaje proti Ministrstvu za delo, družino in socialne zadeve. Prinesla bo sadove jeze in nezadovoljstva.
Mirno, a besno je v podporo delavcem demonstrirala Tiborka.
Daj ga ti, meni zmanjkala farbe.
Ne gre, jaz gledam antigrafiti premasla, pajti, mamo jim.
Je to je protisti.
Ne gre.
Kaj pa če kar z nožem spraskal
no,
strani?
Daj me probat, no. Ne gre, daj s penzlom probiva, sam ga nimam sabo.
Ja, kaj se pa greste, ste zdoreli?
Ah, nič, grafite rišemo v stric.
Ja, kakšne grafite, porka Madonna? Kaj se to zdaj hudič?
Ja, taki, ko so jih partizani v čas.
Z aktualno in družbeno politično angažirano vsebino.
Ja, pa jaz bom zlomil proklet mulc tebe in tebe, pa še njo.
Če ne želite imeti težav z nelegalnim packanjem po tujih zidovih, poslušajte
Grafit za vsakdanjo rabo
na radiju Študent.